Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Far too much time is being wasted these days by people running for office, by pundits, by Facebook posters, and especially by the Biden administration, trying to figure out how to change the minds of Trump supporters. I could make this the shortest essay on record by simply saying you can't change what you don't have and going home, but I have a more serious point. These speakers, almost without exception, make their arguments as if there are only two kinds of voters in America, left-wing Democrats and right-wing Republicans. These groups hate each other and are almost everywhere almost the same size. So it follows that the way to win an election is to persuade some of them to join with us. I have encountered a good many campaigns lately that regard that as their job. They lost, as will any campaign so organized. Because here's the reality that I'm familiar with. In every political jurisdiction, precinct, county, or state that I have ever analyzed for political purposes since I started doing it in 1965, the profile of registered voters has been approximately one-third Republican, one-third Democrat, and one-third other, independent, third party, whatever. I see by your eyebrows that you do not believe me. You can look it up. On your Secretary of State's website, today in West Virginia, for example, the registered electorate is 36% Democrat, 37% GOP, and 27% other. Look at any county, any state, in any modern time frame, and with a few exceptions, you'll find the same thing. This data suggests a totally different approach to campaigns than the idea that there are only two kinds of voters. This data suggests that any candidate of either party at the outset stands a really good chance of getting the vote of his/her party and a decent shot at the vote of the independent, uncommitted, can't-win-by-themselves voters. It follows that the resources of the campaign, that is, its time and money, must be allocated first to fully informing the party base about the campaign and bonding with them, and then reaching out to the uncommitted, informing and bonding with them. And if there's any money or time left at the end of the day, go out if you must and argue pointlessly with a member of the other party. The next biggest time waster in our politics right now, after mind-changing, is bipartisanship. First of all, bipartisanship is not a thing. It's a chimera, a one-word oxymoron, the idea that any modern politicians value their constituents' well-being above their own partisan victory in the next election is quite simply nonsense. Now, this is not to say that one effective but underused way to win the next election is to be a good and sensitive legislator, offering people tangible improvements in their lives. But in open cooperation with the other party? Not gonna happen. If you join in a poker game with strangers in a rough saloon, you don't endear yourself to your opponents by letting them peek at your cards. You enable your own impoverishment. Democrats, after walking away from innumerable card tables wearing only their underwear, are finally figuring this out. To their credit, the Biden administration is paying lip service to bipartisanship in exactly the way adults talk about Santa Claus when there are young children present, as if the thing existed, but without expecting anything from it. And the Biden campaign did a pretty good job of keeping its focus on the party base and the big uncommitted middle. And if Democrats continue to keep in mind that politics is a three-way street, they will do okay in the midterms. while the Republicans continue their self-immolation. But if they concentrate on mind-changing, they will be continuing to waste all our time, which is in every possible way running out. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.